Hello and welcome back to Logical Magic, Examining Esoterica. Hey guys, today we have an episode about how to increase your abilities, specifically your manifesting abilities and your magical abilities. And there are methods to do this. One of the things that you need to keep in mind is that what magic really is energy management. So the most important part of any form of craft, of any form of magic, of any form of manifestation, because the law of attraction actually is a form of manifestation or a form of magic, it relies on focus. Focus is one of the tools in energy management, which is sometimes referred to as magic. Magic can have a structure around it, a ritual structure where you try to contact different forms of power and try to channel different energies to enhance your own abilities. And we can all learn a craft, and there comes a point in your craft where you want to expand your abilities, where you want to branch out more on your own, and you want to be able to have more available to you. Maybe you want to see a little bit more impact from the work that you've been doing, and it doesn't have to be targeted like emotionally influential magic. It can be abundance magic. It can be prosperity magic. It can be emotional healing magic. It can be love magic. There are a bunch of different forms of magic that you would like to see more expedient results or more pronounced ones. And the way to do that is to try and expand your own energies and your own abilities. So there's methods with that, and we're going to go into that in just a little bit. But first, I must do my housekeeping. So I'm Elaine. You can find me at therisingmoon.com to book me for a tarot card reading or a life coaching session, which can include like, hey, what do you suggest I do to try and increase my own abilities to get more in touch with my personal power, to have the best experience and to have the most powerful experience that I can. You would do that at therisingmoon.com. You can find me on YouTube at Chromecast at The Rising Moon. And in fact, all the video versions of any of these podcasts are available at Chromecast at The Rising Moon. You can also find me at my Patreon, where I'm teaching some reverse tarot. I've switched to doing weekly reads. We're doing a couple of other things. Monthly reads are coming up as part of the Patreon as well, and that will launch later in the summer. There's a link to that in the episode notes or in the description box if you're watching the video. And that gets the housekeeping out of the way. So, first of all, we need to destigmatize the idea of what magic is. It is not something that is whimsical and fanciful and only found in things like C.S. Lewis or Tolkien, or it is not just the stuff of fantasy. It is the focus of a person's personal energy to try and achieve the ends through their focus. So they're trying to achieve something. They're trying to manifest a specific type of energy through the focus of their will. At the core of your ability to manifest, even if you are simply working with the law of attraction, is your ability to manifest your will in this reality. And when we're talking manifest, behind that is will, and that does involve willpower. Whenever we're trying to increase our abilities, you need to understand that energy management's a little bit like investment management, where you're moving energy around from one place to another. So you almost want to look at it as transferring funds from one account to another. And that is the easiest way to understand the concept that all magic has a cost to it. It does not mean that there is always karma involved in it. If you're doing the wrong stuff and it's not teaching you the right lessons, so your karma will bring you the lessons that you are meant to be learning to choose a different path or to enhance it. And we all come here to have different life experiences. Some people are here having an experience where they really are experimenting with the idea of this power is mine. I can claim it as mine. And they are not trying to walk a particularly spiritual path. The type of magic that I do is celestial and angelic magic. It is related to theosophy. It is not related to the 1970s chaos magic. The 1970s chaos magic was born from this late 1800s form of celestial and angelic magic that I'm talking about. So chaos magic is like the grandchild of celestial and angelic magic as practiced through theosophy. What you need to understand in this is that there are ways to increase and expand the energy that you are harnessing from the universe so that there is less of a personal cost to you. And so when we're talking about enhancing your abilities, what you're also talking about is making sure that the energy that you invite into your life benefits you and achieves the end goals without depleting you or knocking your life off of balance. And this is one of the reasons that trying to approach things through a figurehead that is in charge of that particular energy is one of the ways to increase your ability to manifest and to increase your ability. You will be asked to pay a cost with your own personal energy when you are trying to expand your abilities, and know that it will not be instantaneous, because perseverance is part of willpower. And so you will be asked to persevere sometimes through difficult lessons. You will need to be in contact with your own detractions as a person, the thing that you are trying to overcome, the things that you are trying to improve. You need to know your own weaknesses so that you can heal them and have them within your control so that you can have your greatest power. So it's not about thinking you're a good or a bad person. It's about understanding yourself and knowing the ways in which others may be able to manipulate you. And that is about knowing your weaknesses, because those are our vulnerabilities. Those are the ways that others can seek to control us. And what you first have to do when you're trying to increase your own magical ability is to increase your own feeling of personal power, your own relationship to your personal power as being yours and yours alone. And the first way to get there is to work on your human frailties. So it could be your temper, it might be your impatience. If you hear the word patience and you don't like it, you have something to heal. It is just part of the gig, is that patience is power. Patience is belief and confidence. Patience is the key to the manifestation. I've done entire episodes about that. But that is why it is so important to dedicate energy to, I am choosing peace, I am choosing patience. Things come to me when I want them to, but also as they are meant to. So that until that thing that I'm hoping to achieve gets to me, I live in a patient energy, knowing that I will receive it. Being in a state of receptivity is one of the ways to level up on your personal power. The other thing is to do your own research, is to put some groundwork in on learning new things and expanding. And the first thing to do when you are trying to expand your ability to manifest, whether it is working with the law of attraction or working with Wicca or working with celestial angelic magic or working with any of the Norse gods or any of these particular belief systems that help you harness your personal power in order to achieve something. And all candle magic is attached to a form of power. So the first thing that you have to do is develop your own personal power. And to do that, you have to have control over where your mind goes. One of the reasons I'm also talking about the law of attraction is that too many people try to deny their negative emotions rather than understanding them and releasing them. And that is about knowing your own weaknesses. And the first thing that you have to develop is a meditative practice. Now, if you hear that and you're like, I'm out, don't be out. Don't be out. If meditation does not feel good to you, it is because you don't know how to do it in a way that works with your existing thought structure and your existing energy structure. You have to approach it very methodically and take a different route. And it will be a little bit challenging, but remember, the reason to do this is an expansion of your ability to manifest and to create the world around you that you desire, the world around you that you are hoping for. Now, I work in a form of magic that is all about good intent and in healing. And so when I'm trying to manifest, of course, is always making a difference in people's lives and in my own life and being in a purposeful journey. Your intent is one of the things that really, really protects you. But it doesn't have to be that kind of goody-goody intent that I'm clearly referring to. It's just the purest form of energy is what we're talking about. And that is your intent. And reaching for that purest form of energy is best done by stilling the chatter within your mind that represents the ego. Now, the ego is not a bad thing, but it is what dictates our emotional repression. It is one of the things that dictates wanting the things that sometimes aren't good for us. It is one of the need-based things, and is why ego death is such an important concept in the concept of spiritual enlightenment and spiritual activation. So you have to have a meditative practice. I did an entire podcast on how to meditate if you have anxiety and depression, and I literally give a step-by-step method for how to do it. And I will link it in the episode notes, and I will link it in the description box down below. But rather than go into that entire method and do so again, I'm going to refer you to that work so that you will be able to understand it is an integral part of your ability to increase your own power, your own ability, your own gifts. In order to expand your gifts, you have to have a meditative practice. Now, in that anxiety podcast, I probably talk a lot about how I don't sit down in a lotus position. I now do. I really do. Meditating started to come very, very easily to me. And it's very, very key to clearing your mind of that busy chatter. And it's not that it will be a clear space. It's that when something tries to intrude, you kind of just don't engage with it. It's almost like watching something through a plate glass window just go by. And it's like, I can just barely hear that. It's an exterior thing. Shoo. You learn to shoo distracting thoughts away, almost like there are flies, that you don't invest your focus in it. And why is meditation so incredibly important to manifestation and to magic? Because it is about having control of your focus. Being able to clear your mind is actually controlling your focus. So first step, if you're struggling with, I've been trying to manifest, you have to find your way to meditate. Please understand that there are all kinds of attachments that come with reaching into this space. So the other thing you would want to do is clear your psychic eye of all attachments to do a kind of energetic reset. I literally just did a podcast on how to clear your aura, your psychic eye, to remove attachments, and it's all very low-cost stuff. I will also link that in the episode notes and the description box down below. But I'm not just going to refer you to work that I've done in the past. It's just that I don't want to cover the same ground over and over. So what do you have to do? Clear, and then start developing your meditative practice. And why? If it's difficult, if it's challenging, it means that you really need to do it. Because in order to have control over your will, which is the thing that manifests, you have to be able to control your focus, which is what meditation is about. It is about achieving the state of mind or the state of focus that you desire to reach an end goal. And so that is why manifestation is so very key. So develop your meditative practice. If you're not good at it, if you're like, I can't do it, it doesn't feel comfortable to me, please, please go to that meditative practice that I have outlined. It will teach you how. And don't give up on it, because it does develop over time. And it becomes a very like nourishing part. And it also gives you guidance. It gets you connected to your own inner guidance. It gives you a connection to your purpose. And it gives you a connection to being in alignment with your highest self. And if you have been doing magic that did not work out, if you have been like, I don't believe in this stuff anymore because I tried on this, that, and the other, like particularly money magic is the one that people really get stalled on. If you've done a bunch of prosperity and abundant magic and you have not seen the results yet, there's something they need you to heal before you are in a state where the abundance would actually benefit you. If you are having difficulty with a manifestation, the chances that you have a spirit attachment are very, very high. And again, please refer to that. How do you clear your energy? How do you clear your psychic eye? And stay on top of it. Clear your energetic space as well. But I'm going to be working from kind of the supposition that most of you, if you're listening to this, you've got a base knowledge. So how do you develop it to a more sophisticated level? One of the things that you want to do is start learning about the figureheads in different belief systems. And you do not have to practice the belief system to be able to be connecting you to this type of universal energy. That is what the study of these particular figureheads and what they represent does, is it opens a door and it invites something in. And you want to have it be underneath your control. When we're talking with magic, a lot of figureheads within the Hindu religion are actually, and start with the god and the goddess, look into the goddess a great deal, because the goddess is about manifesting a new life. So look into the different aspects of divinity within the Hindu religion. I do not personally deal with the Egyptian belief system as much, but you can also go ahead. And if that is what you're drawn towards, that is what you're meant to be drawn towards. So if you're interested in the Egyptian system, start looking at the goddess of death, which is about rebirth, which yields new life. Make an almost acquaintance of what the different angels of death or figures of death or rulers of the underworld are like. And you can study mythology if you're uncomfortable with religions, but you can also study the Catholic saints. And the way to get started on that is to, you just go to Google, what saint will help you find a lost item? What saint will help you with prosperity? Similarly, what goddess can help you find a lost item? What goddess can help you with prosperity? What goddess can help you with love? What saint can help you with love? What saint can help you with a new home? What goddess or god or figurehead can help you with manifesting? And you want to read about these things because you're inviting that energy in. You have to view an expansion of your gifts as inviting more knowledge and more expertise with craft in, and that starts with knowledge. So it's not just about studying the spell books and the rituals and how do you put together a candle working. And one of the things that I need to do sooner or later is I have to find some students to teach actual exorcism to, because I have a method for it, but it's incredibly taxing and I get a lot more requests for it than I'm able to fulfill. But in order to ever teach it to people, I have to be very, I have to make sure that they're adequately prepared for it. One of the things that prepares us is the knowledge base of what exists around magic. So go towards things like hoodoo, folk magic, green witchery, kitchen witchery. All you need is the access to a search engine. And if you're listening to me, you have access to the internet. Start reaching out. Always check more than one source so that you're not just dealing with the beliefs and sometimes the limiting beliefs of the author. Do a little bit of cafeteria shopping around knowledge to begin expanding. If you want to expand your abilities, expand your knowledge. And don't just look to one source. Don't just look to one source in magic. Start figuring out how different forms of magic work as well. And it doesn't have to change your practice, but more knowledge expands your ability to receive more energy. And it also gives you the familiarity with that energy outside of your rituals. So as a, for instance, one of the goddesses of abundance would be Lakshmi. Another goddess of abundance would be Persephone. These are the figures to look into, particularly for the law of attraction. This is what you want to study, is anything having to do with abundance or prosperity or new life, which is also always going to be the angel of death. So study helps as well. The other thing to do is to search throughout YouTube and social media to find different people who are putting forward their work to show you how things work as well. Now, again, I don't do any forms of baneful magic. And it is because everything comes at a cost. And if you only deal with good intent and healing magic, then if you're not reaching for something, it can't reach for you very easily. So that's why I have a tendency to stick with healing magic and with spiritual expansion magic. I can do all forms of magic. I understand cursing. I understand baneful magic. And I need to be able to protect myself. Because every now and then, in this world, people try to mess with other people that they know are in practicing in the craft. And so I have to be able to, while protecting my own energy and protecting my own karma, defend myself as well. And so I've always got all these symbols around, and I've got a protection candle burning right now, as a for instance. That is the other thing to study, is how to clear and protect your energy to be able to expand. But the easiest way to expand your personal power is expand your ability to connect to your higher self that is not as dictated by the constraints and the pressures and the stress of the moment. And that is done through meditation. And is there any other way to do that? Not really. You have to be able to connect to that part of yourself that is not as concerned with the present moment. Now, mindfulness is about being in the present moment, but it's not that mind chatter is never just about the present moment. It is about something trying to control the energies within. Your manifesting energies are basically represented at your chakra points. So the crown chakra is the one that, as we try to connect to the divine, please remember it goes both ways. As you reach for light source, it's not like you're just opening a door. It's more like opening a tube. So you have to be a little bit aware that you don't get distracted by things that are trying to appeal to your ego, which are these darker energy attachments that I've talked a lot about. You can get rid of them. They're absolutely normal things. Please don't be afraid of them. They can really screw up your life, but when you recognize what they are, and they are just eternal forces, so they're always going to be out there. It's nothing to do with being a good or a bad person. They just exist. They are from the dawn of time. They are part of what keeps things in an energetic balance, and they are things that exist in dimensions. And this is the science part. They're forms of life in another dimension, and we can't perceive them from this 3D form, but they're there and they have an influence. And whenever you're reaching out into the immaterial, those things can be attracted. So you do have to make sure that you are clearing your energy frequently to continue an expansion so that the knowledge that comes to you is not in any way polluted by those things that wish to redirect. They have an agenda. They wish to redirect your focus so that they can feed off the energy. So getting into a good practice is the easiest way to expand as well. And then the other thing is learn as much as you can. Look at different, anything that's called folk magic is the magic of folk, meaning that it is accessible to all. Folk magic is never a closed practice. Things like hoodoo, which are very much related to folk magic, is a closed practice, but it gets a little bit funky within magic because we do have different lifetimes. And so it may not just be the line of the blood, but it could be the line of energy as well. And so you have to be open to, I feel guided towards this. But if you're stuck in your practice and you feel like you can't level up, start learning about a different practice. Start learning about the different figureheads. Start learning about the different rituals. One of the things that we need to recognize about most like church services and things is that it's ritual. It's a form of magic. It's an invocation. It's an invocation. We actually have a bunch of magic in our society that we don't recognize as magic. Yoga classes are a bunch of people focusing their will for the same reason. That is the other thing that it's going to sound crazy to you. If you are struggling with manifesting, if you are struggling with magic and learning new things and seeing the results of your magic, one of the things you need to do is have a fluid form of movement in your life. It can be qi, which is one of the main ways to, you know, people in the park doing those strange little energetic movements, they're trying to be more in flow. So it can be a qi inspired movement class. It can be yoga. It can be fluid dance. It can be you just with your headphones dancing around, trying to just kind of vibe with the music. You have to get involved and in flow with the energy around you. And that does involve fluid movement. So if you're not good at fluid movement, have a stretching practice. It only needs to be 2 or 3 minutes a day. Hold each pose. And again, whenever I tell you to do anything with your body, make sure it's medically appropriate for you. And do I say that for legal reasons? Sort of, but like mostly it's that it really is true. Not everybody gets the same body. Not everybody gets the same comfort level. And so you want to make sure that if you start moving your body around a lot, that it's going to be good for you rather than setting you back or draining you. But you want to get some form of flowing movement into your life. And it can be walking around, listening to nature sounds if you want, and that's being in flow. It does not have to be exerting. But the other thing to try and level up is to release inflexibility within you, which is about stretching, which is about expanding your ability to move. Everything that you need from the immaterial, from the other dimensions, start finding a way to inhabit that energy in the 3D. And so that's why meditation is one of the easiest ways to expand your magical ability, because it's controlling your focus and it's controlling your will within the 3D, which means that you are the person dictating where your will, where your focus, where your energy, and when your power goes. And if you're having difficulty with that, one of the mantras to repeat to yourself as you walk around, it's best doing it in some form of movement, is my mind is my own, my energy is my own, my thoughts are my own, my power is my own, my magic is my own. Reclaim your energy. If you are struggling with any of these things, do some of the meditations. They're all over YouTube and all this stuff is free. Now, it's always good to give something back to the creators of these things. So stop at the thumbs up button, subscribe, give something back. It creates an energy exchange so that everything comes with a cost. You've paid the cost. If you keep taking from something and not giving back, something will go a little bit awry in your life because the energy balances itself out. So compensate for that by creating the energy exchange wherever you can. It doesn't have to be money, but honest to goodness, it's also a good idea to give something back when you are taking something. If you take something, you are meant to leave something. This is one of the laws of magic, is restore the balance wherever you can. And one of the things that you want to do is listen to cord cutting meditations. But also there are so many, the Sound Healers is a very good channel for this. They have a lot of things about reclaiming your energy and reclaiming your power, which is beyond the attachment removal and beyond cord cutters, is reclaiming and recalling your energy at the end of every day is one of the easiest ways to level up in your ability to manifest anything. So set aside 15 minutes at night to, you don't have to focus on these things, have them on a device that you're listening to or can see. And it's, you have to have sound as well. And reclaim my energy, recall my energy, restore my energy, these frequency, restore my energy frequency, recall my energy frequency. All of those things are the things that you type into the search bar on YouTube. And I will not provide links on this because in order to expand in your magical ability, you have to be willing to put your energy out there and create the energy exchange with the universe. So you're actually making space with the efforts that you make. And please remember that is you have to create the space for the things that you want. As a, for instance, we'll use love magic. Now, I do not actually suggest love magic, but everybody does it. Everybody is, if you're interested in magic, people are going to do it. They're going to try and do these emotionally influential works. They never work out quite the way we think they're going to because we're not meant to interfere with another person's free will, but literally everybody does it. And it's part of your learning process. So let's use the example of love magic. Let's say you've been trying to attract a partner for kind of a long time. Are you still in relationships that aren't serving you? If you are having difficulty attracting a new relationship, it means that you have one that you are meant to be releasing. And it is often the ones that you don't want to, that have like they've worn a groove into your energetic patterning. Is the other thing that you have to remember is that break your routines. Whenever you're trying to expand, break your routines. Break your routines regularly. Do not do the same things day after day. Do not eat the same things day after day. Do not go to bed at the same time. It's not about disrupting your rest. You can still like go to bed earlier or 15 minutes later. We're not talking about giant changes. But do things differently. What you're trying to do is make sure that your energy isn't in some form of loop, isn't the cycle. Now, we are repeating a cyclical pattern within history right now. I talked about that in the releasing and clearing your psychic eye episode. But basically, to understand what I'm talking about, all you have to do is look at the greater world where we are very clearly repeating a pattern. And if you want things to be different, you need to do something differently. And that means being very flexible with what you do. Do not have the, I always do my meditative practice this way. I always do it that way every day. I get up and I go to yoga. Do something different on different days. Be flexible, be open, and be guided by your ability to connect, because it is also trying to tell you what you can do that will bring your manifestations to you more quickly. So that's the other thing. Whenever you're trying to expand your abilities, study things outside of your craft, out of your known routines, outside of your known patterns. The information is all over the place. If you only like to watch videos, look at YouTube. It's everywhere. Look into the different gods and goddesses, because these divinities are the names that we put to something that represents a universal and a divine energy. And so understanding them is inviting that energy into you. And it's not a black and white world. So you don't think in terms of good and evil as much as you think in terms of dark and light. In order to retain a manifestation, you have to have a good balance of the energy. It's part of the reason that I know so much about dark craft, even though I don't practice it, is that I need to be able to understand how that part works, because it's the counterbalancing energy to almost everything light that I do. So don't be afraid to learn about dark craft, but clear afterwards, because whatever you're inviting into your life can bring in attachments. When you have any forms of disorder, by the way, any forms of disorder, speak to an attachment on a particular chakra. So as a, for instance, if you struggle with compulsivity or OCD, work on your sacral chakra. Your sacral chakra is about impulses. It's also about desire, and it's also about addiction, and it's also about compulsivity. Work on your sacral chakra and make sure that you combine it with something that is grounding, because your sacral chakra, again, it's very, very active, and it can be very invigorating and infuriating sometimes as well. But that's the other thing, is that you are trying to expand your abilities. Work on your sacral chakra to help with your impulsivity and control, because that is about the focus of your will, which allows you to manifest anything. But the other thing you want to work on is your sacral chakra with your solar plexus. Your solar plexus chakra is the thing that is your personal power. It's what allows you to actually manifest your power within this realm. It is a very important part of it. It is your confidence. It will manifest itself in a feeling of vulnerability when it's out of balance, of being afraid of things. Whenever you're afraid of something, make sure you work on your solar plexus chakra. as part of, because you know, it's the bottom three are very important to manifestation. They keep you within this 3D, and you cannot manifest anything unless you are very firmly rooted within this 3D world, which is why I'm always talking about the balance of science and things is not living too much in one realm versus the other. Don't choose the immaterial too often. Be very connected to the 3D as well and question yourself. Not doubt. Question yourself, because being in touch with your human frailty and questioning your own impulses and why am I really feeling this way? What's it reminding me of? Why am I feeling powerless here? Learning how to not lack confidence is another way. Having confidence, which is actually based in your ability to receive the information that you need within the moment, which is what your meditative practice will help you develop. When you develop your meditative practice, the answers that you need will come to you when you need them, which will give you greater confidence. When you have developed your confidence, you'll be able to manifest very easily indeed. Now, here's the thing. If it's a very desire and want-based thing, it may not manifest easily because it's attached to ego, and that is part of your human frailty. So if you've been having trouble manifesting the house, the car, the job, heal the things that are about protecting your ego, the defensiveness that we all have in place that is part of a rigid structure within. Learn to not be inflexible. Learn to be flexible. And that does have a very literal 3D application with the do stretching every day, do fluid movement every day. Now, when I say every day, does that mean 365? It doesn't matter if you have the flu. Like, no, of course not. It means that it is a rare occasion that you don't do it, that there has to be a compelling reason. And exhaustion can be it. Boredom can be it. Needing to do something else, breaking your routines. When I say do something every day, it also means do it in a different way. So some days your fluid movement might be dancing around. Some days your fluid movement might be yoga. Fluidity and developing fluidity is one of the easiest ways to increase your personal manifesting ability because it allows things to flow as they need to and to take the shape and the form that they need to as well. Start to work more with the element of water in your work. Water is one of, because again, the flow is represented in that so easily. It will also help with the flow of your emotions, as will meditating. Now, the thing you need to be aware of when you are getting deeper into your meditative practice after you have found the ability to still your mind is that you will have old or stale emotions and energies rise up. So as a, for instance, if you're meditating and like the next 3 days you cry uncontrollably, it is actually something being purged from your heart chakra. Love is in your heart chakra, but so is fear. Fear is one of the things that attacks your confidence. Everything is interrelated. You're trying to overcome your fears, particularly of survival. And that is what so many people, when they're working with the law of attraction, are actually, they don't realize at the root of it, even though they don't allow themselves negative thoughts and things. They are frequently trying to have more than they could humanly need out of a place of fear in an insecure world. And so it's got that corrupting influence within it as well. And that's what you want to look for if you're having difficulty with something manifesting, if you're having difficulty with a spell, is what human frailty is still present in this that I do not fully understand, own, and accept as a part of myself. Accepting is not letting it run free. It's working with it and holding yourself to a standard so that your higher self is the one that dictates where that energy goes. So as a, for instance, if you're being really, really stubborn, you recognize that as being inflexible. Stubbornness is not power. It's not. It's willpower that took a wrong direction. Stubbornness is actually the, it's gridlock. It's an energetic gridlock within. So it's meant to be your will to achieve, but personal stubbornness is egocentric, and so it's part of human frailty. And that is the work that you want to do. Whenever you're trying to expand your abilities, is start looking towards how is my ego dictating things, and never try and shame your ego. By the way, it's just a natural part of you. Rachel Garrett and I did a podcast. We were talking a little bit about gratitude. And talking about how gratitude is easily achieved and it's not meant to be used as a shaming mechanism. And here's an example of what do I mean a shaming mechanism. When somebody is down in the dumps, when they're feeling really like something, nothing ever goes my way, and somebody tells them count their blessings, it can be like, shut up, look at what's good. It's a shaming technique. In order to fully clear an energy, you have to allow yourself to view it, to accept it, to validate it, and then to release it. And so when it comes to something like that, you would be talking about how nothing ever goes right for me. And then you kind of catch yourself and it's like, well, admittedly, there are people being blown up even as I speak. There are people living in war-torn lands. There's famines going on right now. Let's not even talk about what's going on in Congo, because all of this strife in the world would really start to get us all down. Things aren't that bad for me. You kind of course correct. You acknowledge this feeling, because if you try and just ignore it, it's still there. You express the feeling within yourself, you understand it, and then you move yourself towards gratitude for what you do have. Because the truth about living an abundant life is not in getting what you want, because there are so many things that block us sometimes. It is in appreciating what you have. That is what gratitude is. It is focusing, focus being the key in any of these things. It is focusing on what you do have, not what you don't. But it isn't about ignoring your lesser aspect, because it grows and it gains mass and it pulls everything out of balance. You have to confront it, even if it's a part of you that you don't like. Maybe you're a little bit prone to jealousy because you didn't get as much as other people. Talk to yourself about that. I'm being jealous right now, and that's okay, because it comes from this particular area of my life. But I really do want good things for other people. I just sometimes wonder where my things are as well. And then you treat yourself kindly to prove that you are the person who actually has the ability to give you what you want. Once you learn to take care of yourself, then the jealousy becomes resolved. Jealousy is the easiest one that I see, because people are very ashamed of it. They're very ashamed of it, and so they don't know how to deal with it. Just recognize when you're doing it, confront it, talk to yourself about what the fear, that fear of being left out or not wanted or rejected, that's always or not good enough, is always at the root of jealousy, is understanding what's at the root of something, not so that you can shame yourself into being a completely different person, so that you have kindness, tolerance, and acceptance of the counterbalancing energies that are within you, so that will allow you to manifest things in this 3D. And we do need that darker energy. We're not meant to give into it. We're not meant to give our consciousness to it. And the way to avoid giving your consciousness to your lesser aspects is with understanding and study and the application of the knowledge that you've learned about yourself, and not being threatened by the idea that I have faults. I have faults. They were meant to be a part of me. For all the gifts that you have a counterbalancing fault. And to understand that is just part of what gives you balance. And that understanding it and treating it not as the redheaded stepchild within that you never wish to speak to, but as the understandable part of you, that it's like, listen, I get this part, but you're the land of ego, and I love you, and you're a good part of me, but I'm actually choosing where we take our thoughts, where we take our direction, where we take our energy. And that's coming from a feeling of deprivation in your youth, where you felt like maybe your mom paid more attention to your brother, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You find out what the real reason is. And then it takes the batteries out of that. Understanding is the thing that gives you power over your ego. Don't be afraid of yourself. Don't think it makes you a bad person if you have lesser aspects. I have a secret to tell you. Literally everybody you ever pass on the street is struggling with their lesser aspects. Even if you don't know that part about them, they do. They know their lesser aspects. Every single person you meet has a shadow side. Understanding your shadow side, doing that work so that you can understand that part of you that roots things in the 3D, that roots them in your life, because your ego is part of your identity. And we're all trying to transcend it, but what we're really trying to do is learn how to coexist with it so that it doesn't become the everything ruiner, which is one of my favorite sayings. And when you're trying to expand your ability, do your shadow side work as well. And this is all like, okay, what have we got here? We've got research to find out more about different belief systems, particularly the figureheads that are attached to the main elements of life, which would have to do with birth and death, life, love, survival, and conquering. These are the gods that you want to look into, the divinities that you want to look into, and you want to cross out of your belief system, because what you're trying to do is open your energetic doors to invite more of that universal energy into you. Now, all of these stories are about the same universal powers, and so when you open more doors of your understanding into those other universal powers, you gain more of that universal energy. Think of these figureheads as being the go-betweens, and if you're only in one segment, then you only have this one little tendril of it. If you start learning about the 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 other ways to get to that, you're opening more and bringing more of that energy into your life. And that is why knowledge is power. That is why knowledge is literally power. Learn about things, learn about different ways of doing things, different belief systems, different cultures, if you wish as well. Particularly when you're trying to manifest something having to do with your material world, like you want a car, you want a ring, you want a whatever it is. I'm not good with that stuff. I'm not a very materialistic person. And so I'm not good with figuring out what people are trying to manifest because I'm always doing more universal stuff, which is not to poo-poo it. It's like it's not part of my purpose. And so it's just kind of not part of me. And that being neither here nor there, one of the easiest ways to do that is to start studying history and different cultures, because that's a very 3D-centric thing. Open your energetic doors to something related to the 3D when you're trying to manifest in the 3D. And knowledge is an expansion of your ability. Whenever we learn something new, we are expanding a part of ourselves. And so that is part and parcel and an integral part of expanding your manifesting or your magical abilities. Do not be threatened by, even if you are reading about different belief systems and you're like, I've always done it this way, and this is a complete contradiction. Have a curious mind. Have a curious mind. Don't shut out other people's answers because you have some. That when you really believe, when you're in the right answers for you, and it may change how you're doing things. It may change how you're doing things, but that's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to expand the abilities of what you are doing. If you're in any form of like, I can't make things happen, I've been trying for so long, these are the steps. Meditation, education, and the other thing is understanding of self, and then gathering of more resources in the form of a better understanding of how other people interact with the immaterial, the metaphysical, the ultra-dimensional space from which all energy is funneled into the 3D to try and change your 3D world, and try to be grounded and try to be practical. And these things will help as well. The other thing that you can do when you are in a period of, I'm trying to expand, I've been trying to do this, it's not coming to me, change your diet. As crazy as it sounds, change your diet. Either, honest to goodness, there's always a tweak that you can make. Now, I don't personally eat meat. And so like what I'd be talking about, like, hey, does that mean that I'm supposed to go eat meat? No, it doesn't mean that. It means eat different vegetables, eat different nuts, eat different cuisines from different cultures. Make a change that is expansive whenever you are trying to expand your energy to encompass more magical power. And do not expect it to be instantaneous. And why? Patience is one of the ways that they will test your ability to persevere. They will not give you things, and they are your guides and your higher self. Things will not be brought to you until you are actually truly ready to handle them. And our world is very energetically out of balance, and it's why trying to do everything that you are like working with for manifesting is meant to be in a very balanced state. It will give it a stability that the greater world does not possess, but if you possess it within your personal realm, the idea that we manifest our reality, while not 100% literally true, is literally enough true in this instance. Is have a very balanced approach to your own life, even when the other world is out of balance as well. Is there anything else that we should cover in terms of like these like very basic steps that when you're trying to expand the steps that you can take? And again, I am working from the supposition here that if you're listening to this particular one, it's because you have already been doing something. If you haven't, please refer back to my podcast episode list that will refer you to like there's to how do you choose the right craft for you. Season one had a lot of these, and they are sprinkled throughout the magic to do in spring and a couple of other things. If you're listening to this one, it's because you want to level up from your existing craft. And the easiest way to do that is it's not about abandoning the rituals and the information that you already have. It is about expanding your knowledge base to invite more universal energy that is related to abundance and growth, which is what we're talking about with manifesting into your life. So study plant medicine, study foods, a magical food preparation, because kitchen witchery is another thing. Study a form of magic, and it does not have to be 100%. You don't have to do it 24/7. Just get yourself a book on herbology, as a, for instance, or on anything else, yoga, channeling. Expand your knowledge base and do that for at least 15 minutes a day. Make a practice of studying something outside of your own belief system for about 15 minutes a day. I was reading about Buddhism and the different forms and how it's practiced in South Korea versus in India versus in Japan. I read about Buddhism and a bunch of different things yesterday that was representing that. Is trying to expand my knowledge base of spirituality is one of the ways to expand my own ability to be in touch with divine guidance. And that is another thing. When you are trying to expand your ability to connect to your purposeful journey, to your higher self, to your own guidance, learn about a new belief system and how other people do it. And try not to judge it. It's as equally valid to them as it is to you. And your curiosity, being open to new, being questing, trying to find the ability to expand is what you're trying to inhabit whenever you're trying to expand your magical abilities. Go forward and learn something new about this. Now, if you're looking for the quick fix in all of this, the easiest thing to do if you're really, really stuck is go through the process of breaking the magic that you've already done. If something has not manifested and something has not manifested and something has not manifested, clear the slate and start again. And how do you clear the slate? Honest to goodness, prepare a petition. How do you do that? On YouTube, how do I prepare a petition? And you'll be drawn to, and like, have I done all kinds of lessons on this? Yes, absolutely, I have. But reach out for more knowledge. Prepare a petition, and on it, the request that you will be writing is, I break all magics related to whatever it is, love, money, health, whatever. And I ask that they be removed from my energy and that my energy be cleared, that a clean slate be prepared so that I may begin anew. And then you sign it like a check 3 times. And what you're going to do is, there are 2 different ways to do this. You can put it in a baggie with blessed water and freeze it. And then the very next day, and leave it for 24 hours. People always want to rush this. What's the most important part with magic? Patience. Leave it for at least 24 hours so that it's absolutely frozen in there. And then you're going to take a pot of salted water, heavily salted water, and you're going to bring it to a rolling boil. And don't have that petition, that iceberg petition, sitting out that whole time. Get this big pot of water boiling as much as you can, and then go into the freezer, get it out of the plastic bag, and throw it into the water. Now, obviously not throw it so that you get splashed with, boiling water. Drop it into the water. You will likely hear a crack. That is one of the ways to do it. Let it boil for 10 minutes. It may not dissolve the petition entirely. If it does, put it through a strainer before you put it down the drain and just take the pieces of the petition and go ahead and dispose of them. Now, you can deactivate them if you need to. You really don't need to. And that is one of the ways to break all existing magics. The other way that you can do it is to find running sources of water, stop, center, align. Call out with an invocation for the deities that you work with or the divinity that you work with, and ask that as you cross this running water, you can either wade through it or you can jump over it, that this particular spell be broken and that particular spell be broken. And you may have to do it up to 4 times. Do it up to 4 times. Understand that if you've put in a lot of work on creating magic that has not worked, you may have to do a breaking ritual 3 or 4 times before it fully takes and you start again. Because chances are good, if you're a powerful person and you have not had something manifest that you've been doing over and over and over again, then the chances are good that you've accidentally crossed some wires. So just break the stuff that you've already done and start again. That is the easiest way to, when something isn't working, how do I get it working? There was something else I wanted to be talking about when it comes to that. And it's completely slipping my mind, which means that I probably am not meant to be talking about it. But you want to break your magic and start all over again. And then the other thing that you kind of want to do when you're trying to expand is to give yourself a break from doing any form of candle magic for a full moon cycle, which is about 2 weeks. Break your patterns. Stop doing the work. Oh, I know what I want to talk to you about. It was the significance of offerings and what they really represent, because this is the other thing. And I always have trouble whenever I'm talking about offerings on my YouTube, on my Instagram, I always get people commenting, I feel bad. I feel bad about wasting food. I feel bad. It's like, okay, if you were really approaching it as an offering, you wouldn't. because you think you're wasting it, which means that you're not really investing in the idea that you are offering it to a power that then absorbs the energy from it, rendering it void, and it's not being wasted at all. If you're struggling with that, it is a difficult world where people don't have enough to eat. I am not in any way slamming that. I get it. If it is a stumbling block that you cannot get past, remember the real idea of an offering is energy exchange. It is paying that cost of magic up front. It is what sacrifices have represented in magic before. And I never like to use the word sacrifice around an offering, but that's what it really is. It is the giving over completely of an energy that might be otherwise useful. And remember, in what you're trying to achieve, the offering should be related. So if you're doing a bunch of abundance magic, be very creative with the ingredients that you have around you and to make something that is opulent or decadent as your particular offering. And if you really, really don't like to waste food, I don't blame you. Use flowers. Use flowers. Use art that you've created. Use pottery that you've created. Use something that you do feel comfortable with. I am sacrificing this from my life. This is what I am paying you for what I'm asking you to do. Look at it that way. It is also one of the ways, part of the reasons that offerings of food or drink are so important is it's one of the ways that you honor the spirits of your ancestors who make absolutely everything about you possible. Even if you hated every member of your family and you're like, I come from a long line of ne'er-do-wells who are like, their personality traits went into informing who you are. Your ancestors, whether or not you admire their choices, are a big part of you, and offerings are one of the ways that you show them respect. There is, because like I'm always encouraging people to give to food banks as one of the ways to start creating an energy exchange. That's the other thing. If you really don't want to do offerings on an altar, take food to a food bank. That is, you can still do that. You set the intention as you're sitting in your car before you walk into the food bank of, I am offering this to the universe in exchange for my request for abundance, increase of money, a better job. This is my offering. And you give it to the food bank because you are sacrificing something from your life. And then is it energetically void? No, not exactly. It's not that simplistic. And I don't really know how to explain it in a way other than, you are meant to give something of yourself to something exterior to yourself so that you are creating that give and take, that energy exchange. So if you really, really struggle, and I do not blame you, it is just an obscenity within our world that there are people who do not have enough to eat. If you cannot do food offerings because it just makes you feel too bad because you don't feel like, yeah, that's actually being energetically consumed. I'm asking my relatives and they're eating it. I can still see it. But like if I tried to eat it, I'd probably get ill from it because it's energetically void. If you really feel bad about it, I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying that's the workaround. Donate. Donate because you are making a sacrifice of self when you are creating offerings. And that is the thing that pays your energetic cost. All magic comes with a cost. Because of that, think of it moving funds around. All right, so the most important thing to learn from all of this, develop your meditative practice, learn more about craft outside of yourself, approach the figureheads of divinity that are particularly in charge of the areas that you are trying to manifest with, expand your knowledge base, and never forget to do an offering. And if you are uncomfortable with the idea because it feels like waste to you, first of all, look into that. What's that about? It usually has to do with a fear. But if it's also just like, I don't feel good about this because people starve in this world, donate to a food bank. When you do a spell, the day before, get together your offering, bless it, empower it, and take it to the place and pray over it beforehand. Invest in it. Focus your energy. This is my offering to the universe, to help ensure the magic that I am doing to try and manifest what I'm trying to do. And part of the law of attraction is like, it's only a form of magic. And I always call it flash and thunder magic because it doesn't work enough with material things. It's very visual and it's very easy to create that like non-material world. We need material representations within the 3D. It's why some people use vision boards. You need that 3D representation of what you're trying to manifest as well. And that is why having your offering relate to whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. So again, love magic, even though I don't suggest people do it, everybody's going to do it, so I might as well talk about it. If you're trying to do love magic, chocolate, anything decadent, strawberries dipped in chocolate, cherries are very related to love. I don't do a lot of savory foods personally, because again, it's indulgence and treats for abundance, for prosperity, but you can. The other day I made egg rolls for the first time, just screwing around with my air fryer and put an egg roll out as an offering. Because I do so much of this work, I frequently just do offerings, period. here's the offering. The other day was Mother's Day. And so I made a cake, and I wasn't doing a spell. It was just my offering for Mother's Day, which is about the birth of new things. And it was the perfect opportunity to do some abundance representation. Your offerings are sacrifices, and then they are also representations. And the thing to remember is, if you're really struggling, you have something to heal. You have something to heal. If you have been doing all this work and you have tried your butt off and you're like, but I've studied everything, look towards what you have to heal, because trauma is an injury. It's an energetic injury, and it impedes your ability to manifest. So go towards your healing. All right. So that has been today's episode, Logical Magic, how to increase your abilities, enhance your abilities, basically expand everything within your magical universe for manifestation and for attracting the energies that you're hoping for. And I hope you found it helpful. Please, please listen on the meditation practice. Most people who've had a reading with me, you know that sooner or later I'm going to, and I can see, I can see in the cards, it's like, do you have a meditative practice? And the cards are practically like, no, they don't. Like, they get frustrated. They have an anxiety issue and they can't focus. Your focus is key to your ability to manifest, because it is the focus of your will. Your will makes everything possible. You have to be able to control it in a way that is beneficial for you. And meditation is the very first thing to go towards developing. And if you struggle with it, you have something to heal. You have something to heal. And go towards your healing first if you are really struggling with, I've tried absolutely everything, heal. Understand your inner world. And we all have denial around it, and we all have protective facades within. Accept that as not a weakness, but remember, denial is a protective construct that we keep in place until we're ready to look at what's behind it. And when you're ready to look at what's behind it, you won't be spending too much of your energy trying to push something away, which is why taking down the barriers and the rigid structures of denial is also the thing. So look for the areas of your life in which you are practicing denial, because it is one of the things that is keeping you from being able to manifest what you are trying to manifest. This has been Logical Magic Examining Esoterica. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Elaine. You can find me at therisingmoon.com to book me for a tarot card reading, a life coaching session where I can tell you things like what you're trying to heal if you need me to. And then I am at Chromecast at The Rising Moon on YouTube. And then again, I have the Patreon where we're doing all kinds of fun things. And I try to keep everything at a very low cost through the Patreon, and everything on YouTube is available free. So I do try to make sure that people have the access to free resources, which is one of the ways that I create an energy exchange with the world as well. Give in order to receive. It is part of the idea of a sacrifice of self to bring about more. So even this is a form of offering to the energetic and the magical world. Okay. Thank you again for joining me. Take care. Be well. Live magically. I'll see you next time.